Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The number of posters and leaflets that you will get in through your letterbox and handed to you on the doors over the course of the next 3 weeks between now and polling day on Friday, the 29th of November. Do they work and do you like them, or are they a total eyesore seeing posters on every poll across the country? John is with us on the line in Galway. John, do you see the logic?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely implacably opposed to them. They're an environmental disaster waiting to happen in the first place. It takes fossil fuels to produce them. And something I've noticed in this election that I've not noticed before, maybe it has happened, but Micheál Martin seems to be standing in about eight different constituencies, judging by the number of pictures I've seen of him as I've driven around the country.
Usually, you know, the party leader would have a poster in most constituencies.
Really?
Right. Oh, yeah, you would. Okay. Yeah, for, well, more. All I'm right, not going to say every party leader does, but
yeah,
I doubt he's unique.
Maybe that's just my observational skills then. So I'd stand there to be corrected. But he seems to be absolutely everywhere. So it's actually not, I mean, in like one of the Meath constituencies, I'm not even sure who the Fianna Fáil candidate is.
Because it's all just Micheál Martin, is it?
It's Micheál Martin. You know, and I thought he was standing in Cork, unless, you know, he's a party leader. He's allowed to stand in more than one constituency, yeah. But I don't think that's true. But, you know, and there are alternatives. Now, I know there are several parties and several candidates who are actually, you know, fighting elections poster free, you know, because of the environmental damage that they do and everything else like that.
Some of them will tell you that their posters, I mean, I don't know, and I'm sure candidates will get in touch with us now. Some of them will tell you that they're using environmentally friendly posters, or they're biodegradable, and they bring them to the Bring Centre at the councils after, and they'll get rid of them and
They are biodegradable if you've got 400 years to spare. Do you know? Mm. I mean, it's not like, you know, you can put them on your compost heap, you know, and then use them in 18 months' time to sort of grow plants with, you know.
So is it the posters you have the issue with, or the leaflets, John?
No. Now, the leaflets, you see, I want to be cautious about leaflets because I'm a bit of a political anorak. So I will actually, you know, seek out interviews and statements put out by people, read news articles. And I know not everybody either does that or has the time to do that. So the leaflets themselves can actually be quite useful in that they outline what a candidate is doing.
But so again, you read them, John, would you? Would you when they come in?
Oh, yes. I'd read. I would definitely read them.
Jesus, I never read them. Straight to the bin.
Oh, right. Okay. But also, there's a problem with some of the leaflets. Okay. Now, there's a senator running in Dublin. She's put out a leaflet. It's absolutely massive. It's two pages of A4. It's plastic coated, you know, and I'm sort of thinking, you know, could you not have, like, put that in bullet points? And then there's another candidate running in Dublin who has a nice rectangular little leaflet, and everything's there in bullet points, but it's proper paper. You could actually put it on your compost heap. Do you know?
Yeah.
So it biodegrades.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Let me bring in Sinead, John, for a moment there. Sinead, you're in Dublin. Have you received much election literature yet?
Hi, Andrea. I have had a little bit. I'll be honest, I'm not. I wouldn't be totally for the leaflets because I believe they're a bit of a cop out. I'll be honest with you. The area I live in wouldn't have a fantastic voter turnout rate. But my God, do we get a lot of leaflets. So I personally see, and a lot of the leaflets are just fluff, to be honest with you.
Would you read them?
I do have a look at some. I do read them, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of it is, it's all about, oh, we want to do this, but like it doesn't give you any information as to how they're going to achieve X, Y, and Z. And really, I feel as if someone wants my vote, they should be willing to engage with me, you know, and you know, because I think everyone's vote is important. But I believe the leaflets are just there to sort, they put the leaflets in the door, so they've done their bit. I rarely get a canvasser to my door.
And I don't know about you, Sinead, but I like when canvassers come to the door. I actually like to be canvassed.
I love having canvassers to the door, because that's what democracy is all about. It's about the engagement on the ground level and actually speaking to people. You know, what are their worries? What are they interested in? What's the issues in the area? Like, if someone can't be bothered to knock at my door and actually speak to me, then why should I give them my vote? I mean, a vote to be able to vote is a privilege, and to give a vote is a privilege. You know, so the leaflets, I get really annoyed about the amount of leaflets I get put in the door, because it's just like, why don't you just knock at my door and speak to me? You know, I'm not going to bite. I know there's issues out there with the way some people are engaged with politicians at the moment, and that's a holy disgrace, to be quite honest with you. But I think, you know, we've a lot of new candidates across the country this year. There's new candidates running in my area as well. There's a long-standing TD is stepping down, so there's a big seat going up for grabs where I live. I would hope to see somebody at my door, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I'm not holding much hope. But yeah, no, I think the leaflets are just sort of, as I said, they're a bit of a cop out. Well, I'd rather have someone knock on the door.
I don't mind the posters so much, and I kind of see the merit in them, and particularly for first time candidates. But it's the leaflets. I just think they're the total litter leaflets. Like, who reads them? They're propaganda for parties. I can't imagine that.
A lot of them is propaganda.
Yeah, I can't imagine that anybody makes a decision based on this leaflet and these promises that you're going to be told in bullet points. And surely, like, in the age of social media, there must be a total waste of money. But I seem to be the only one, according to the text line today, that is an issue with the leaflets.
Well, I mean, I like the other caller there. Like, I will try and seek out, you know, what individuals are saying on the news, in the print media, on their own social media as well. Not everyone will do that, and I appreciate that. But I do believe that there needs to be far more engagement with people on the ground. Mm. And regards to posters, yes, like, we've a lot of new candidates. There is a place for them with regards to, you know, recognition of who's running. But I think sometimes the posters are absolute overkill. They could really scale back on the posters, to be honest.
This texter says, a minister drops leaflets, or at least he pays somebody to do it in my area, and they say he was here. He wasn't, says this texter. Now, the listener says, the posters are a minor inconvenience for a couple of weeks, and you only have to deal with it every 5 years. Kira's got in touch to say there's at least 5 posters of the same candidate along our road, all very close together. We're all very close, sorry, to the house window. On the pole. It's far too excessive this year, says Kira. What about you, Vince? Vince is with us on the line in Cork. I believe you're out canvassing, or you've been putting up posters for a candidate. Is there a value in election posters, Vince?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah. Obviously, this debate comes up every time we have an election, to poster or not to poster. That's the big question. Well, I believe that postering is necessary. And not only is it necessary, I think it's a good and it's a positive part of the election process. And as you said, I was out postering when I got the call from your researcher, and I was putting up posters for a candidate who I believe can make a contribution, and putting up posters is my way of making a contribution to that candidate. Excuse me. So, I mean, there's obviously a lot of negatives around the postering, but I'd like to put forward a couple of positives if that's possible. Like, the postering gives a new candidate an opportunity to present themselves, to introduce themselves, and people are visual. And you'll have noticed that the most prominent features of an election poster are the face and the name. And when you go into the voting booth, what you'll be presented with are the face and the name. And so the more familiar you are with somebody, the more inclined you are to view that somebody as positive when compared to viewing somebody for the very first time. So they're very important for undecideds and for people who are
and for
really
first.
Connected.
And what about the leaflets, though, Vince?
Well, the leaflets, they do a different job. The leaflets, the posters trigger somebody with keywords and names, and the leaflets provide information about those keywords and about those candidates. So they do two different jobs, and I think they're both necessary, to be honest. Yes.
Adana's with us on the line as well. Adana Flynn, is a journalist with Iconic Media. Do people want posters?
Well, as you can tell by the inputs that have already been there, there is very much a mixed response. But what I do know is that there are areas up and down the country where they're poster-free zones. So local communities that have said, we don't want posters in these set areas. And a lot of candidates will respect that and try to find or work on alternative ways of campaigning for those people's votes while respecting that wish. Some people fire ahead, but it's definitely mixed reactions. I think a lot of it as well, you know, there has been attention paid around the rules of it. So people having posters up, candidates having posters up before the dissolution of the Dáil, which is against election rules, and arguments that have been put forward by smaller parties and by locals is that maybe parties that have more funding that are able to afford the fines are more likely to break the rules, whereas smaller parties are at a disadvantage, maybe with less funding, and they're not in a position to do so, and they are trying to play by the book, but they're feeling disadvantaged and they're feeling a little disheartened kind of in the early stages of canvassing when this stuff is going on and when not everybody is playing fair in terms of postering. That's one of the big things I've heard so far.
And the other point too, look, I know post, you know, the 29th of November, people will be complaining about whose posters are still up and what party hasn't taken them down. And I know they've a certain number of days to do that before they're fined. But I mean, like, you know, Adana, more than anyone in the social media age that we're in, like, I would have thought they were far better off pumping money and time and energy into the online campaigns than the idea of going around distributing leaflets.
I think they're trying to sort of make sure that they're targeting as many different voting groups as possible. So naturally, you might have a younger voter demographic online that are going to rely more on social media campaigns. But then you also have people who don't, for whatever reason, be it age, be it a lack of interest, be it they're sick of it, but they don't use social media. So you're trying to get to those people as well. I think it's just trying to keep a well-rounded and all-encompassing campaign going. Social media, I think it's very safe to say, I'd say a lot of members of the public would agree that the social media campaigns for this general election are a lot, there's a lot more production that's gone into them. There's a lot more creativity and thought. There's a lot more dependency on social media canvassing and campaigning in comparison to what we've seen with just posters and leaflets. But additionally, when it comes to postering, I mean, you know, obviously the things, people saying that they're an eyesore and things like that, but posters can actually tell the general public an awful lot about the candidates that are trying to get their votes. And a lot of that could also be to do with the placement of them. So putting it on ESC polls is prohibited for very obvious reasons, but also poster sizing and placement on roads. I mean, if you have TDs in the Dáil talking about the deaths on Irish roads and the record numbers we're hitting and putting out appeals and promoting messages of safer driving, it's incredibly hypocritical for that TD to then go and place a poster irresponsibly on the road, you know, blocking a driver's vision. There's been conversations about, you know, roundabouts. You know,
We had an interesting text in, all right, from a listener about one particular poster being too close to their house window. Alan Kinsel is with us, Adana, on the line as well. Alan, I know you're somebody who collects election posters and paraphernalia, so this is kind of, this is an early Christmas for you.
It is, yeah. It is. It's a bit too quick, though, 3 weeks.
So what have you gathered so far?
Not much. I've got some leaflets, but I haven't gathered much. It's very quick, the campaign, but I'll be gathering stuff as we go on.
What makes a good poster?
Slogan, image, and it's memorable. For instance, I saw yesterday, and different. Who was it? Hazel Chew had a kind of a cartoony poster I saw yesterday. Which was really good. And that stands out. So you want to stand out. Like, they're important. I know it's because everybody sees them. Like, you were talking about social media and so on. Anybody who leaves their house will see them over the coming weeks. So they are very important. Mm. They let you know who's running. They let you know who's running in your area as well. And, you know, a lot of people, again, if you're not into tuned into politics or anything, you're not fully au fait. You mightn't be fully au fait with one. There's an election on, so you know there's an election on if the posters are up, and it also tells you who's running, and so on. And nowadays, of course, everybody, you know, it's faces looking at you. rather than years ago it was just names.
Well, this listener here is wondering, do any of your listeners know if there's any no canvassers, no leaflets, signs for sale anywhere? It's a serious question. I've all the information I want access from the TV debates, radio and social media. If anybody's selling no canvassers and no leaflet signs, let us know and we'll make sure to let our listener know where they can buy it. Mike is in Athenry. Mike, do you live in an election poster free zone?
I don't believe I do, but I drive through other areas a lot, so I see the posters a lot. And I just, like your other listeners have mentioned, I've seen roundabouts with like 16. I counted 16 posters of the same candidate in Limerick the last time around. And I just think on a roundabout, it's probably not the best place to be distracted by 16 posters of the same candidate.
Do you pay heed to the posters?
No, because I think sort of contrasting what your last speaker said, people, they're sort of directed at people who are not au fait with politics. So maybe it is to catch those people who just go into the booth and as a last minute decision say, OK, I saw this face on the poster, but
maybe I liked this face.
Pardon?
No, I said maybe they liked the face, not to be too cynical about it. But I know of people who have cast a vote based on somebody who was easy on the eye. So, I mean, not to say it doesn't happen. I'd like to think people put a bit more research into it than that.
Yeah, sorry to cut across you, but all of the points that have been made are describing, okay, what a person's face looks like, or Hazel Shue has a nice cartoon. And is that really why we want them to vote? Is that the way we want to channel our votes? My main point, though, is I'm a sort of a green, say, I would have a green leaning. So aside from the recycling aspect of the overuse of plastic, like, I know what the policies of my candidates are because I'm like most people on social media and I see what they say in the news.
Yeah, you're looking out for what the points they're actually making rather than the attractiveness or uniqueness of their posters. Lorraine in Dundalk says she tuned in from sunny Fortaventura today. Don't forget about all the nylon ties that are left in the polls once the election is over and the posters are taken down. It is so annoying. This listener says they can't stand posters and leaflets. The leaflets go straight in the fire or in the bin in our house. What I like is the face-to-face conversation and to listen to the debates. Another texter has got in touch wondering, that they think there should be one spot in each town for posters, maybe where the polling station is, with all of the posters, the same size, font, design, one piece of literature for each party sent to homes, not just bullet points, but how they'll deliver on these promises. Posters on the roads, etc., they're not needed, they're distracting, and there's too many of the same candidate, people putting them up, taking risks as well. And this listener tells me there was two candidates who had their posters up before the election was even called. In the bottom of the corner of the poster, in small writing, they were advertising a public meeting. I thought it was a little bit cheeky, says this listener. You see, they can hold the public meeting, to the best of my knowledge, and have a poster about that. It's the campaign canvas poster, I think, that's the poster that falls within the rules around when you can, you know, erect them in advance of an election. But I have too heard about people who had them up before the election was called last Friday. Keep them coming into us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.